Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Franchise Interviews, where for over 5 years we've been asking the franchisepreneurs of Old One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews. And if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. We have a great show today. We're meeting with Todd Lepp, the CEO and president of the Hand & Stone Franchise Opportunity. And Hand & Stone provides quality, therapeutic, client-focused massage for your wellness. And that's coming right up on Franchise Interviews. So stick around, because we've got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand? The opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach.
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 4 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get inside tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Check out our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. Get 3 months of free advertising when you sign up for our one-year package. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where for over 5 years we've been asking the franchisepreneurs of Old One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews. And if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. And as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today because we're meeting with Todd Lepp, the CEO and president of the Hand & Stone Franchise Opportunity. And Hand & Stone provides quality, therapeutic, client-focused massage for your wellness. Hey, Todd, how you doing today? Welcome to the show.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure, Todd. Todd, we always like to ask our guests where you're calling from this morning.
I'm calling from Hamilton, New Jersey, which is actually just outside of Philadelphia.
Yeah, I know Hamilton well. My wife is from New Jersey. I've spent most of my life in New Jersey. And it's funny, Todd, we just found out this morning, I guess you guys are no stranger to Pennsylvania. We're actually located in Easton, Pennsylvania. And
okay.
I think you guys have some franchises out here, too, don't you?
We just actually within the past 2 weeks opened in Easton, and then today we're opening actually in Center Valley, Pennsylvania, which is just below.
What a small world. It really is. It's funny, you know, because here we are in Easton, and my sister lives in Center Valley as well. So I think we're going to be clients to my wife was excited, you know, that you guys were going to be on the show this morning. You have an amazing background. I mean, I guess it would be okay to call you a veteran in franchising, aren't you?
Yeah, I don't take offense to that. I'm
not to age you.
That's right. I'm happy to have a good background in franchising.
Yeah, what is it you like about franchising, Todd? I mean, how did you get into it?
Well, I'm an attorney by trade, and actually was a federal prosecutor before I got into franchising.
Wow, and, interesting background.
Yeah, and Cotman Transmission at the time was a small regional franchise, was looking for an in-house attorney, and I came on as their general counsel and later became a principal in the company and president of the company, and then ultimately also president of Amco Transmissions, who we acquired in 2006.
Right. So
I had a long history with those two organizations as president and a principal, and I was very fortunate to do what most people aspire to do, which is I sold almost all of my interest in those companies, and I retired when I was 50 years old, and played a lot of golf for about 90 days. Then my wife said, you better find something else to do because I don't like you being home by 1 o'clock every day.
Sounds like a typical story, doesn't it?
Yeah. It always looks better from the other side, I think. And everybody aspires to retire young, but it's
of course.
You have to stay challenged mentally and intellectually in business. So. And that's how I came to Hand and Stone, actually. I was doing probably what a lot of your, listeners do is, what was the next business opportunity I was going to buy and grow. And I came across Hand and Stone, which was a small, franchise organization at the time. It had about 25 units and didn't have much franchising experience on the management team, and they were looking for an investor and somebody to come lead the organization. So it was a good marriage.
The company was started by, I guess it was John Marco, and I guess he was described as a visionary. Could you talk a little bit about the history of the company?
Sure. John's actually a physical therapist and had been for 20 plus years, and saw that massage was, becoming more used by the traditional medical community and in the physical therapy field, and thought, wow, to be able to bring this to kind of middle market consumers and to everyday people, because massage prior to that had been really more for the rich and famous, and so he developed a single unit in Toms River, New Jersey, and.
Okay.
He opened that in about 2005 and was very successful, and consumers really took to the concept. And in about late 2006, he started franchising the concept, and didn't have any franchise experience. He was a physical therapist, they kind of got off the ground and got running, but realized, if he wanted to see it grow, he had to bring on some more experienced people. And John has stayed on, so he's the COO of our organization, and I came in as the president and CEO.
Wow. So how do you describe the Hand and Stone franchise system to someone? I mean, if you guys were at a franchise show, Todd, and someone came up to your booth and said, oh, what do you guys do? Where do you go from there?
That's a great question. I mean, because it's a new concept in this industry, and how I describe it is we are delivering massage, facials, and waxing services, so day spa services, to the middle market consumer at a price that's 35% less than what was traditionally paid, and with hours and locations that are much more convenient to consumers. And then the big hook is actually that we are a membership-based concept for, roughly 50% of our revenue. And so we have members to our spas who pay a reduced amount and commit to getting a service each month.
Wow. one of the things we tell our listeners on the show frequently over the last 5 years is to look at the industry. And it's amazing how this industry, you know, if you look at it on a chart or a graph, I mean, how it keeps growing. Could you talk a little bit about the industry?
Sure.
The numbers?
I mean, we're actually in, if you think about it, when I came here in 2009, one of my first big initiatives was to really launch us into the skincare and facials business as well. So we're really in two businesses, which is massage and skincare and facials. The massage industry has grown to now, you know, over $12 billion in annual sales. And they estimate, I think, last year that 22% of the U.S. population got a massage, which is an amazing adoption, you know, widespread adoption by consumers.
Yeah.
And the facials industry is actually even bigger. That's actually an $18 billion industry, skincare, you know, total. So, you know, we're operating in two huge, you know, industries, both of which have seen, you know, tremendous growth over the last few years. And, you know, partly due, again, to the aging population.
Right.
They say that, you know, the use among baby boomers has actually doubled of massage in the last 10 years. And, you know, you go out and play golf on the weekend or do run, and
yeah.
Monday morning you're ready to go and get a massage, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we saw that another statistic we referenced on this show last week when we were promoting you guys is said 85% of consumers believe massage is beneficial to health and wellness. So
yeah.
I mean that really is amazing when you see, you know, the changes that are taking place here, you know, in the United States, and I guess even probably in other countries, which we could always talk about later. How has technology played a role in this business, Todd?
It's so interesting because you would think it's a very
hands-on
business. How can
right.
technology improve this business? But, you know, technology has really played a role in kind of three key areas of our business. One is customer acquisition. And that's through, you know, we're very big users of sites like Living Social and Groupon. We do tremendous with them in our offerings, and using you know, low cost targeted technology devices like Constant Contact and other marketing
right.
devices, which, you know, in the past we had to paint with such a broad stroke, and now, you know, technology has allowed us to target. And then in the customer service area, we are the first actually in this industry to use one of the outside web-based third-party consumer feedback. So we use Questar, and basically consumers are giving direct feedback on their services, and our franchisees can go in each night and view on a dashboard where they rank in each
wow.
service category, what the consumer had to say about the service, how they could adjust it. It's proving to be a great, great feedback tool. So, you know, even though massage is thousands of year old service and it's hands
right.
on, you know, the technology around the business has really helped us improve.
Yeah, it's really it's a great way, I think, for, you know, your franchisees to keep score, as you were saying, you know, and know how they're doing. So one of the questions we like to stump our guest every so often is, what's been the most interesting thing that's happened to you, Todd, since joining Hand in Stone?
You know, it's hard to point out a you know, one
yeah,
interesting
of course.
Thing. I'm just always, you know, and this is the thrill that I get in business, is seeing businesses grow. And I remember the first day I came to Hand in Stone, I got the whole staff together, all five of us, and said,
yes.
you know, you're sitting at a unique point in time in this company, because there will never be just five of us sitting around this table. And so now
well,
we had our staff meeting, you know, around Christmas, and now we have 15, you know, staff members now,
right.
you know, sitting around the table. You know, we went from 25 spas and a very small little organization to now we have over 70 locations open and, you know, another 30 in development. So I just, you know, to me the most interesting is to watch the evolution of, you know, small business become a, you know, a mid-sized business and then, you know, hopefully later, a, you know, a larger franchise. And it's a very interesting dynamic.
Yeah, it really is something special when you can be part of something like that, when it's so small and you get
yep.
to see it grow over time and say, I was there in the beginning, you know, when
that's
this all
right.
happened. It really is something special. So what kind of characteristics do you look for in your franchisees then, Todd?
You know, I've been doing franchising for 20-plus years, and I'd say it's so interesting to me is that the same characteristics that made a a successful automotive aftermarket owner who might make a successful fast food, and same with us. I mean, it's from our perspective, and what I always see in franchising is, listen, people who are outgoing, who can manage people, who have a sales orientation, who have attention to detail, and importantly too, who can manage the financial picture of a unit. That's what I'm looking for. So if you've had, and rarely do we ever find anybody who had spa industry or massage.
Right.
You know, our people are coming out of other businesses. So small other, franchisees of other systems, great candidates for us. And we've had a number.
Wow.
We've had McDonald's franchisees. We have a very large Aaron's franchisee. So we've had a number of other systems where people have, either bought this plus their other system or left the other system and came to us. So we find, it's the same skill set, across different platforms of franchising.
Yeah, it sounds like people who appreciate, I guess, the concept of franchising and not reinventing the wheel and following the system and all those other things, I guess, that make them successful franchisees. So once someone decides that, you say, I want to be part of this whole thing, what's the training like for your new franchisees?
We're really hands-on and very extensive with the training, and this is something I found, again, in my prior, franchise experiences. You really have to lead, through that opening process. So our training process is franchisee first starts with 3 days in the spa, mm-hmm. learning, the computer system, seeing hands-on, and that's kind of the overview. They then come to the home office for a week of classroom training that they do here in Hamilton, New Jersey. We then come out when they're ready to open, and we train 2 days for their spa associates. We train their massage therapist for 2 days. And then we actually put somebody in the spa for the first 5 days of their operation to actually operate the spa with them. So, they're getting a lot of hand-holding, a lot of training. And we recognize we're taking people who had no experience in this industry and
right.
want to make them, spa owners. We really have to take them through a very comprehensive training process.
Wow. So what's a typical day like for a Hand and Stone franchisee, if there is such a thing?
Yeah. In franchising, I'm not sure there's ever. And
yeah.
That's what a lot of people love about franchising is you're never
yes.
doing the same thing twice on the same day. But, where I see our successful owners spending their time, one, in the beginning, it's a lot of attention to the customer experience at the spa level. So our franchisees don't work the retail, counter. They hire managers or spa associates. But, they are constantly training those folks, overseeing the process. There's a lot of, HR and scheduling work in this because, more than 50% of your business actually comes same day, so people book the same day, so you're constantly, making sure you have the right staff coverage. And then, once the spa is up and initially set up, maybe after the first 30 days, our successful owners are really out there networking in the community.
Mm, right.
Every health and wellness business has to know who you are and what you do in a 5-mile radius.
Right.
Every gym, fitness club we want to have a relationship with, bridal shops, restaurants, and so a lot of our franchisees are, spending significant time out there, really marketing the business, and that's where they can add value, to growing the business.
That makes sense. So you've been doing this such a long time. The questions I was excited to ask you is what advice would you give to our listeners on buying a franchise, Todd?
Yeah, it's a great question, and I will give you my three questions that I tell every new prospect. These are
okay.
the three questions you should answer in looking at any franchise. One is, do you believe in the long-term growth of the industry? Because it's very hard in an industry that's flat or declining to claw away market share from other established competitors. So I was looking for an industry that had long-term growth potential. Number two, do you believe in the underlying business model of that franchise? Because you can have a great industry and have a business model that doesn't work. So you have to get into the, you know, building a pro forma, looking at what the potential revenue is and what that would produce. And then the third question I tell people to ask is, you know, can you see yourself fitting culturally with the organization, whether that's the management team that you'll be working with at the franchise, the people you'd be working with in the business, and the other franchisees in the system? Do you see yourself being able to get along and work with those groups and have confidence that these people can lead a brand forward? So I think if you can answer all three of those questions yes, then you really have something that you ought to investigate carefully and proceed with.
Wow, that's well said. We're going to have to, we have what's called a great quote in franchising. I think we're going to have to put that in there. I think that's fantastic advice. So what are the plans for the future then, Todd? I mean, you know, where do you guys see yourself maybe, you know, 5 years down the road?
Right. You know, we take a very, you know, targeted approach to growth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our goal is to really open, you know, 40 to 50 new locations a year. Last year we opened 28 new locations. I think
wow.
we'll, you know, for 2012 we're budgeting about 40 new locations. And you know, we really, our whole focus in my experience in franchising is you gain strength from clustering your growth. And
mm-hmm.
so, you know, we're kind of targeting certain markets to grow in. That's why you're seeing, you know, growth up in the Easton area, because the Delaware and Lehigh Valley are one of our targeted our markets. You know, and as well as New Jersey and some others. So, you know, I see us, you know, basically opening, you know, 40 to 50 new locations a year over the next, you know, 4 or 5 years, and scaling our team up, bringing, you know, more, you know, professional management in, and building a strong network of franchisees.
Wow. The locations that you have here, I'm familiar with in Pennsylvania, Todd. I mean, they're hot locations. I mean, they're really very strong locations. What do you guys look for? I mean, as far as location goes.
That's a great question. I'm glad you noticed that because it's really very, very significant part of our strategy. You know, our strategy is to locate our spas in, you know, power regional centers that have daily use anchors. So we like, you know, grocery anchored centers. One of the things we found is that our customer and the people who shop at Target are very similar, so we like being near Target, you know, stores. And you know, we like being near where people sleep. So that's, people get this service near where their homes are. And so we look for highly, you know, concentrated, you know, bedroom communities. And it was a clear part of our strategy to go into these power regional centers, and it's really worked out well for us.
That's fantastic. What's the best way for our listeners to get more information on becoming a franchisee, Todd? Any websites they can go to? Any numbers they can call?
Sure. You know, handandstone.com or handandstonefranchise.com. are really the best places to get information. There's an informational video, and we'd love to talk to your listeners about opening their own Hand in Stone.
That's fantastic. And I want to thank you again, Todd. You've been a fantastic guest, and we'd love to have you back at the end of the year as you guys continue to grow.
Well, thanks. We appreciate the opportunity, and we'd be love to give you an update as we round out 2012.
Thanks so much, Todd. You have a great day today.
You too. Take care.
Thanks. And we'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Franchise Interviews. For over 4 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com. Franchise Interviews. For over 4 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com. where you can hear and read interviews as well as get inside tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Check out our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
I really want to go back to asking some questions about the franchising. We have a lot of people here who are very interested in talking about franchising. And so I have Don Johnson, who's the VP of Franchise Interviews in the New Jersey office, on the line. Don?
Hi, Lynn. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Fantastic. I know that you have over 20 years of broad-ranging experience in financial services.
Right, in business ownership experience, right. So I got started kind of early in life at 27, just to kind of, I guess, age myself there. But, yeah, I've been helping people a long time and in business lending a long time, and we really have a niche and specialty in the franchising industry.
So what should every business owner be mindful about in regards to their cash flow?
Well, just make sure to put themselves in best position to get additional credit or a loan. Just make sure you continue to be profitable, even if you have to obviously cut down on your overhead. They know their business best as far as if they can, diversify and go into some new markets. We help a lot of business owners to diversify by maybe adding some type of franchise business to their company, maybe have another income stream to help their bottom line to, maybe they're in an industry that is just maybe still going to be tougher a couple of years. They might have to consider diversifying, but, just maintain that your business credit still is in good shape and obviously also your personal credit score. Because if you've had a good amount of time in business, but maybe you've come across a tough year or two, that can still be looked at in the long run, good to a lender. Because most lenders know we've been in the toughest economic climate in decades, and everybody's going through a tough time. But just make sure your business and personal credit are fine. You still find a way to be profitable, and just look for other ways to diversify the business.
And you were saying there are still aggressive lenders out there,
right? Especially on acquisitions or profitable businesses that want to refinance or expand, just people who've had a good work history, who maybe were downsized or out of work and are looking at their options and they want to, start up a business or a franchise. That's what we can speak to them about, go over their options. We have good low investment and franchises all the way up to, several hundred thousand. But we can help them find what a franchise consultant does is make people, look at themselves and answer certain questions. We want to get their background and their interests, and we'll match them to a few franchises we think will be a good fit. Just if somebody maybe has to go that way, we're seeing a big revolution in people now going into business.
This is so true, because so many of them are losing their jobs, and that job safety is not an issue anymore, and they're more willing to go into business for themselves if they're going to work 24 hours a day.
Right, it's really like forced entrepreneurship.
Yes, true. So let me ask you very quickly about acquisitions,
right?
Because a lot of people don't understand that concept, Don. What do you mean when you say that?
Well, it's simply a business resale, a business for sale. When someone's out of work or downsized, they're gonna, hey, should I start up a business or a franchise, or should I buy an existing business? That's an acquisition or resale of an existing business for sale, where companies like us can help them pre-screen that business for sale. We review the business financials.
That's important.
And we'll compare to what the purchase price is. And, we're not business valuation specialists, although we can help them to point them in the right direction on that. But we know what business resales have a good chance for financing based on how long that business has been there for, how long profitable, how do the business financials look, how it's priced at. So that's another option, for your listeners, Lynn, if they're looking to buy an existing business. The advantage is that they'll be profitable right away. The business is cash flowing.
Yes.
Usually those are more expensive. A franchise startup, it's you have to make sure you have some reserve money to fall back on, because you might not be profitable for 6 months or a year or more. But franchising gets you to be profitable quicker. The failure rate's much lower as compared to a non-franchise startup. That's why I love the franchise industry so much, is the much lower failure rate on business ownership compared to non-franchises.
That's an important point.
Right.
That's a very important point. And I've known of people, the reason I was asking about acquisitions, I have known of people who literally have gone in and bought businesses from families who basically they wanted to retire. They're tired of it.
Right.
But they've been in the same community, serving that community for a very long time. Everyone knows them, and they are very profitable. They just want a break.
Right. Yeah, this is a good time to be getting into buying a business or a franchise. You know, people starting up a franchise, having to lease space. There's all kinds of great deals from landlords to tenant improvement money, money back to the owner for renting space, and lease costs are down. It's a very good time to get a business loan. These are the lowest rates in several years.
Wow.
There's just all kinds of, because of the economy and different suppliers and vendors going through rough times, there's, you know, some of your biggest and well-known companies, Lynn, have started up during a recession or tough times, but there are some good things going on. Maybe that business who's retiring and they want to sell and they realize times are tough, well, they might price it a little more aggressively.
That's very true. So, Don, if someone wants to get in touch with you, we already know that they're going to be listening to franchise interviews on Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
And if they want to get in touch with you and have you do a nice, you know, evaluation of their situation to find out whether they really could obtain funding
right.
to franchise.